Hello everyone and welcome back to our school podcast. Today we are very excited to welcome a special guest, one of our co-head teachers here at Gary's Primary School, Mrs. Diaz. Mrs. Diaz plays a very important role in leading our school and helping to create a positive, supportive and inspiring environment for all of our pupils. In today's episode, we're going to learn more about her childhood, her experiences at school, her love of reading and what she enjoys most about working at Gary's. We'll also be asking her about her memories of her primary school, what inspired her to become a teacher and ultimately a head teacher, and what advice she has for our pupils to help them succeed. So let's get started. Mrs. Diaz, thank you very much for joining us on our podcast today.
Thank you very much for asking to find out a little bit more about me. I'm really excited about this.
Awesome. So the first question I want to ask is, when you were a child, did you have a favourite book or something that you just love to read over and over?
Oh, really? My favourite book was this whole series of books about Paddington. In fact, I love Paddington so much. I had a Paddington bedspread and Paddington curtains. I absolutely love Paddington. I watched him on the television, but it was a long time before the films. It was very different from the films, but it was a really lovely story. I was always really charmed by him.
Was there anything in particular about Paddington that you were attracted to, or was it just the stories, the adventures?
I think it was the little mishaps that he got into and the lovely nature of him and the relationship with him and the family. I think I really loved that, and the way he was so endearing to the neighbours around him. I just loved the little adventures that he had.
Awesome. And sticking to your childhood reading, is there any particular genre that you used to enjoy to read, or even today?
To be honest with you, when I was younger, I read everything. I read anything and everything, all different genres. I mean, I love an adventure. I love stories that are about friendships and how friendships have got through in whatever stance that is. But those are the common themes, whatever those friendships might lead to.
Awesome. So did you enjoy reading more at home, or did you enjoy reading more when you were at school? Because some of our pupils, sometimes they enjoy reading at school, but when you ask them, sometimes they're not reading as much at home. So how was it for you?
Well, I loved reading at home, actually. I mean, the thing that you have to remember is that when I was younger, there wasn't loads of channels of TV. There was just a little 2-hour window of television to watch, not even 2 hours sometimes. And that was if I was allowed to watch it. You know, one of my sisters wasn't in the way of it. And so therefore there was a lot more spare time, and I read a lot at home there, you know, and I was even a bit sneaky and naughty. I used to be one of those people that read under the covers of my bedclothes at night. I was that kind of person.
Okay, so what is one of your happiest memories from when you were at primary school? This could be a subject, a teacher, maybe just an experience that you had.
Well, I actually love primary school. I have a really, really positive memories of primary school. I went to a few different ones. I first started at Downsall, which is still down the road in Newbury Park. I have to say it's a completely different building. But I loved primary school. But one of my lovely, loving memories of primary school is when I moved to slightly out near Chelmsford. We had a really lovely, massive school field, and I really enjoyed that part of it. And it was really lovely memories. Obviously, they're not all... It wasn't always like this, but lovely sunny days and running around on the field. So that I loved that time. Yeah,
excellent. So moving now on to as an adult, what made you want to work in education, but more specifically become a teacher?
Do you know, I really don't know where that started, but even when I was a little girl, I always wanted to be a teacher. And my mum said that she remembered seeing me with my teddies out and pretending that I was teaching. And I used to have a fake register. It was always my dream to take the register. I don't know where that came from, but none of my relatives are teachers or anything like that. It's just something that appealed to me. Then when I was a bit older, I didn't have that so much. I didn't go directly from university to teaching. And then when I was in my late 20s, I really came back to it, and I took a role as an LSA at a school in Essex, and I became very ambitious to become a teacher and work towards it.
Awesome. And was there any particular jobs before you wanted to become a teacher, like you wanted to become an archaeologist or an artist or
It doesn't sound very exciting when you listen to a podcast, but I really wanted to be a researcher for for on television to research all the topics that they were creating documentaries or programs about. That was what I really wanted to do. I love doing a bit of research.
Awesome. Okay, so obviously all the parents know, all the children know that we have two head teachers, yourself and Mr. Lee. What do you enjoy most about being one of the co-head teachers at Gary's Primary School?
I think I just love the environment of Gary's Primary School. From the very first one, I remember visiting this school, I think it's 8 or 9 years ago, when I was looking to see if I could become a deputy head here. And from the second you enter this school, there is a really lovely atmosphere here, and that carries on wherever you are, and that's never left me. There's a kindness and a community feel to this school, and I think I really enjoy that part. And that goes through the staff, through the pupils and the parents. It comes through in the events that we go to. And I think that's what I really love about being co-head teacher here, because everyone is very like, yes, let's go for it, let's try this. And we're trying to do different things, and we're always trying to improve things. People have that, yes, let's do that enthusiasm about it.
Yeah, I agree, because you speak to the PTA, you speak to the parents, and everyone seems to be on board with anything that school wants to do. That's quite nice. So what is something that makes you feel especially proud of the children at Gary's?
I would say it's the warmth and the manners and I'm not sure this is an official term, but the general overall loveliness of all the pupils in our school. One of the things I love doing, I love being on the gate, by the way, because I get to say good morning to everybody as I'm going through, and I get to say hello to lots of different people. And I also have that feeling when I walk through the school, everyone is saying hello as I'm going through. And although obviously when we're walking in a line, we need to be quieter and stuff like that, it's really lovely. People are smiling and happy to be here, and I really love that part. And I'm really proud of our pupils, because I know that visitors, when they come in, they also comment, and also not just visitors when they come in, when our children go and visit other places, I'm really proud of the feedback that we receive about how lovely and well-mannered and polite and well-behaved they are. It's really lovely to experience.
Brilliant. So let's go back to reading just for a moment. Why do you think reading is such an important skill for children to learn and to develop?
For me personally, I think that reading is a gateway to many other things. It's a gateway to other worlds in terms of your embracing your imagination when you're reading, but it's also a gateway to other worlds in terms of the way other people live around the world, and or even in the same area that you are, but they live slightly differently. And I think it just introduces you to new people and places, but it also allows you to think about, oh, maybe I should see things differently, or encourage me to be inspired by somebody and how they're doing things. I think that's why it's a really important thing.
Brilliant. And obviously you'll always find a child who's a reluctant reader, doesn't really like reading. What advice would you give to them to encourage them to read, to basically give reading time in their day?
I would say that if you're finding the actual act of reading difficult, I think you need to develop a love for stories or the information that you want to find out about. And one of the ways I would suggest that you do that is audiobooks. That's a really great gateway into finding something that you're interesting in, a genre that you're interested in. Just a little thing I was thinking about, I listen to audiobooks now because sometimes I'm a bit busy and sometimes I've got lots of like things to do, or if I'm tidying up and that sort of thing, I listen to an audiobook because I'm doing it. And I remember I was having a memory of this the other day, that my mum, when she wanted me to tidy up my room, which was often because I'm very untidy, she used to put an audio, it was in those days a cassette tape, and she used to put a tape on for me to listen to while I was tidying up. And I would say that that's a really great way into stories, and that especially if you think the actual physical act of reading is a bit difficult, or the words you're reading are a bit tricky, actually sometimes having it read to you, and not always there's not always time for adults to read at the time when you want them to, so it's a really great way into that.
You did mention Paddington earlier. Is there a book that you would recommend, that you've loved, that you would recommend our children at Gary's to
I would. I definitely would. So famously, because I dressed up as him last year for World Book Day, my favourite book is Varjak Poor. I really do love that. But one that I'd recommend for anyone to read, especially from year four upwards, is the series of The Wizards of Once by Cressida Cowell. I absolutely love them. I mean, I loved reading as a child. I really did. But because I have a son, he's a bit old now for me to read to him, unfortunately. But because I have a son, I've regained a love for lots of new books that I hadn't read before, and The Wizards of Once, we absolutely loved the whole series. We couldn't wait for the next one to come out, so I would recommend those.
Brilliant. Okay, so now hobbies and interests. Now obviously we know you're very, very busy as a head teacher at Gary's. When you're not at school, what do you enjoy doing in your free time? This could be in the holidays, your evenings, your weekends.
Well, a lot of my time has been taken up by, I take my son to football practice and watch his matches and things like that. And then as he's got older, we've actually started to gain a love for going to watch football matches together, me and my husband and my son. So we go and watch Leighton Orient play when we can. And the other thing I love to do is I love discovering new places. So I love to travel. So whether it's a new place in the UK or a new place in... abroad, I love travel, and I have done for a very long time, so those are my main interests.
Any particular place abroad that you would recommend?
Oh, the one I went to the most recently that I loved, I went to Istanbul. I don't think it was last May, I think it was the May before, and we all loved it. Really, really enjoyed it. I would recommend there.
Brilliant. What message would you most like to share with the children at Gary's this year? Now, obviously, we're sort of winding the year down now. What message would you like to pass on to everyone moving on to a new year group, and especially maybe for the year sixes moving on to secondary school?
I've got a quote up on my wall, and I just think that this is the best thing to aim for, and it's from somebody called Maya Angelou, and it's, do the best that you can until you know better, and when you know better, do better. And I think it's really important for everyone, pupils especially, to realise adults are still learning all the time. I learn new things all the time. And you do the best that you can, and then you think, oh, there's a better way to do that. I'm going to do it like that now. And I also think it's really important for us to forgive ourselves. If we do something slightly wrong, I don't mean bad. I mean, like, you don't do it the best that you have done, and you think it's okay. You just know that the next time you're going to do it slightly better, get an aim to do it better.
Today, I actually saw you in assembly, and you're talking about optimism, and you had an athlete by the name of Jessica Ennis-Hill. She had a really inspiring quote that you told all the children. It was, the only one who can tell you you can't win is you, and you don't have to listen. Why did that quote in particular resonate with you?
Well, that's another part of one of the things I'd really like people to understand the message of. I'm a massive believer in resilience. Things don't always go the way that you want them to the first time. And I'm a massive believer that just because it didn't go well then, that you don't say to yourself, I can't do that. I definitely did that to myself a lot, especially in my teens. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly thought to myself, why am I not doing that? I'm too frightened to do that. Or I'm too scared. Or I think I'm not going to be very good at that. And then I just learned, actually, I'm frightened of that. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to do that. So I did all sorts of different things, and I still try and make myself do things that I'm scared of all the time. Not dangerous things, but, you know, adventurous things. Like, I've done a lot of zip lining and high ropes climbing, which I'm actually reasonably terrified of, but I make myself do it, and I always enjoy it when I've done it. I'm always really wowed and excited by it. And it's not just that, but also academic achievements, sporting achievements. It's not telling yourself, oh, you can't do that, or you're too old to do that, or you can't do that, you won't get to the fast. You just do things because you should, and the only person that, like I really resonated with that message, the only person that's telling you no is you. If you're going to let other people tell you what you're doing, what you can and can't do, that's just not going to work. You should actually just say, no, I'm going to give it a go, and I don't care what you think and what you say, I'm going to try my hardest here and really push myself here.
So it's the idea of trying to live your best life.
Yeah, absolutely. And taking on as many opportunities as you can. So I'm a big believer in that.
Awesome, brilliant. And my final question is, what are you most excited about for the future of Gary's?
Well, I think that we just continue to try and make improvements. At the moment, my massive aim is to make our playground a more exciting place to be. I'm super proud of the multiverse and the bouldering wall. And we've got future plans. We're raising money to make sure that the playground is the best version of itself as we can. But also, like, the events that we've put on, I'm really, really impressed that we're really increasing the events that we put on and the enrichment that our school has. I'm really aiming to increase that the best that we can.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mrs. Diaz, for taking the time to join us on the podcast today. It has been wonderful hearing about your memories and experiences and the amazing advice you've given to all of our pupils. We hope everyone listening has enjoyed learning more about one of our co-head teachers and has been inspired by what we've heard today. Thank you to all of you for listening, for tuning into our podcast. We look forward to bringing you more exciting episodes very soon.